Dishing That.
Hey, Lisa, what's that on your forehead?
Oh, this old thing.
Oh, that old thing.
It's actually a little bindi that I'm trying out today, but I feel like it's a little small. And we have an expert in the room who's going to help me out.
Darling, the thing is, you've got such a beautifully large forehead.
Do one thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Darling, you've got such a beautifully large forehead. I've been told to speak into the mic, so... What you need to do is you need to get something that has a more planetary alignment to it, something that is much larger so that it helps you gravitate towards such theatrical events. Why am I slurring now?
But I feel like nothing in the planetary forces is bigger than my forehead. It'd be very hard to
have you noticed mine.
Oh shit,
it's a widow's peak. Is he balding? No, I'm not. These are my insecurities. Anyway, yes.
Yes. So today, we have a great friend of mine and also most unhinged person. I know. Bol diya na sabko, dosti.
Friends. She's my friend.
Well, friends, we have the incredible, most unhinged person
the infamous.
On the internet. Infamous. Bunsha with us today.
Woo!
Wow. Yeah, the Bunsha, the Shah of Buns.
I mean,
the Shah of Buns. We have Bunsha in a building. And you mentioned planetary. I was just going to say, a little more Freddie Mercury-esque. We could have gone with it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Starting off strong with
one claim to fame for Parsis. Yes. Freddie. Hey, you know Freddie? You know, his actual name was actually Farokh Balsara.
Woo.
He's actually a Parsi. And I'm related to him. That's the first point of contact with
you. You related to
him?
They're all related to him because they're all related.
Yeah. It's all relative, really. But
so you have some talent in you, right?
It's all relatives.
I know.
Parsi baseball, guys. Parsi baseball.
Yeah, tell us about Parsi baseball.
I think the first time I ever went to first base was, I think, my sister was 19 or 20 at the time. And it was very consensual. It was very romantic.
We were
at our aunt's place. We were playing cards. And
you peaked at 19?
She peaked at 19.
Oh.
So long.
It's fine. Delraz, if you're watching this, sweetheart, baby, we need to work on our relationship again.
I think so. How long have you been dating your sister?
We started redating ourselves back post the lockdown because during the lockdown we had a bit of a fallout.
Oh my God, everyone did.
We were too close. I mean, now we're even closer, so I love you, baby. It's like a part of my soul is dying.
Every sentence you add.
Fuck me, man. And the worst part is people think that I'm actually dating her. Because I make these jokes. Because I'm like, oh, I fucked my... They're like, oh, do you actually fuck your sister? No! I don't actually fuck my sister. What is wrong with you? We occasionally make out, but that's fucking it.
You keep it real. You know, I did see one of your reels together. And I mean, I know Delraz because of the music scene and stuff. So I was like, oh, they're dating. And then... I was corrected very quick in the comments.
Every post on siblings or dating is just going to be you guys now.
Yeah. Shall we address the Manchester United-sized elephant in the room?
Jeez. How do we do this, Shah? I know I'm a two-month-long Arsenal fan, but this cuts deep.
You're
for
doing
me
well.
As well.
But this is the Arsenal household. Yeah. So I would like to welcome our friend from Manchester.
He's from Manchester.
I am from Manchester.
His heart is from Manchester, but officially you're a Gooner for the next. I mean, you did wear red, so you're officially
interchangeable
a Gooner for the rest of this episode.
The amount of shit that just came out of your mouth right now was rubbish. No, I am unfortunately or fortunately a Manchester United fan because, as we all know, we were all glory hunters back in the days. You know, the good old days when we actually fucking won something?
Yeah.
Your football version of this is ours with the Bulls. Yeah. Anybody who's still a Bulls fan, in Chicago, we're all like, we're still waiting.
Chicago.
Yeah, so
Chicago.
I get it. I'm with you. We're still waiting. Everyone in Chicago is never not going to be a Bulls fan.
Arsenal's waiting too. We're waiting.
Yeah, we're all waiting.
We're waiting.
I mean, but at least you all have a certain consistency to play. You all have an entire shape that Arteta
You
have players. I like how you
we
were
have
like,
hot players also.
Oh, yeah.
Calafiori.
Oh, sorry.
It's just that weird haircut of his. And it's just because
you gotta love it. It's aura. It's aura.
This is called the post-colonial hangover. They just love white people. Like suddenly, like,
hey, I was going to say Saka's so cute.
Oh, what is this?
What is this?
Racial inclusion. We love Saka.
I
have that one friend who looks like Saka. So that's okay.
I love every Gabby. All Gabbies. Every Gabby's
wife. I love that you know that there's three Gabbies on our team.
But dude, to be fair, Martinelli, insane. Like, yeah. Wow. Incredible. Do you know Martinelli? The Brazilian white Gabby?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. that one.
the light-skinned Gabby? Yeah.
Yeah.
We know.
Light-skinned
Gabby. Who's your favorite United player currently?
David Beckham.
Currently. she just knows.
I'm so sorry.
Ronaldo. Yes. Oh, like that. Yeah.
Wayne Rooney, was he one?
Look at her.
Okay. He's a United player.
Yeah, I feel proud. I put her on a football. I love
Yeah,
her.
That's right. I know two
He's
things.
The same guy who went and cheated on his wife when she was pregnant.
But lot of footballers.
Legends. United legend guy. Whoa. We're not even going to get into the other one.
Yeah, we're
definitely
not,
not the other legend.
Wait, John Terry?
No, he's also
controversial stuff.
The guy and the brother and his...
Oh, there was a brother-sister thing there.
There was a guy who was fucking his brother's wife for like 11 years. Yeah, but we can't get into that because there's a lot worse shit. Yeah.
You can't use those words on YouTube.
Yes. Okay.
I can't wait to do a deep dive on Wikipedia later because I love a scandal more than I love sports.
Since we did address one bylaw, I would like to address one other bylaw. Mm. Off camera, when Bansha was, Zervan was just looking at our bylaws, he went, "No yeast slander." And I was like, "No yeast slander?" he's like,
"No type of infections in this house."
Please explain to me how Y-E is pronounced as yeah.
Kanye. Kanye?
Yeah. Why is yeah?
It's a lot of the people who also are like Beyonce fans are like, but why is she called Bay instead of B?
Yeah.
Okay, since we're addressing a lot of things, I think we should address the food.
Oh my God. We're so excited to eat today.
We are excited. And I'm getting a little jittery because I'm just having this chai, which has a lot of sugar in it. But
which he didn't spill over here. You can't see it right now. But he's ruined the fucking set. Yeah. Can you imagine? He just completely ruined it, no?
And the best part is it's literally bylaw number one.
Yeah, spill the tea, but just not on the mics. Which, great,
We didn't spill on the mics, but we definitely spilled the
money
tea.
Money saved.
I know, but we took it a little too seriously.
So Lisa, please explain, what do we have in front of us today?
Actually, Zervan, would you like to? Because yes. I don't know as much as you do about diet and food.
Well, you see over here is this deep crusted bread with what you could see is like a bit of margarine. No, actually, this is known like a bun maska. You ever heard of it? Mm. You saw the flop ass fucking movie that they made on it. Yeah, I'm gonna keep going after that movie till I die. Y'all did not cast a single Parsi in that movie. They were all shit. All of them were crap. I will go to every podcast and I will remind people how shit bun maska was. And how terribly Parsis are represented in that movie. Except for Bhaman Irani, I love you. You know I love you, man.
He helps
people out. Yeah.
He's the Starsi.
Yeah.
We love Bhaman. So Parsis have been here for like 1,000 years.
Yeah. 1,500.
And then the Irani bloc got persecuted.
Much
79, and then they fled.
But they'd been persecuted for a lifetime before that. Like they had.
So what you share in common is the two communities are both Zoroastrian.
Yes, exactly like that. Wow, yaar, someone did a research.
Padhi likhi hu yaar.
Zarthosti, very nice.
I like.
I have beef with the Shah of Iran because my Google alerts.
Oh, but he'll eat it.
I'm saying I have beef with the Shah of Iran because my Google alerts will constantly remind me about the Shah's rule and will not give me. Will not give me my own news.
Fuck it, like how you built up to you waiting. Yeah. He was waiting, he's like, fuck, I have to get this joke out.
I don't know about this.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
I'm not
Shah worried. Has no other problems with the Ayatollah. But
what is these gravy dishes?
Okay, so we'll start off with, let's start with the starters. We start once again with the tutti frutti pan maska.
Tutti frutti.
Yeah, it's like, it's got these lovely little sugary jelly bits in it, which I love.
Who came up with this?
Can have some.
I love, by the way, my childhood favorite to this day is actually Tutti Frutti cake. My manager knows this. If I'm having a bad day, I ask for a Tutti Frutti cake and cold milk. Mm. And I dip it in that, and it's like literally one of the most delicious things ever.
I'm going in.
I don't
care. Can we dip? Is it a dipping? Oh my God.
You know when you love something as a child, you make puppy sounds?
Doggy style.
I just choke on my own.
No, mouth. Come on. Don't ruin my childhood.
Sorry. And what?
That does sound like my childhood. Oh,
I love you, uncle.
Oh my God. Wow, this is a therapy table.
It's actually really good. Mm. I think I'm not eating anything today, but I'm getting a full sugar rush.
100%.
Not bad.
Yeah.
So we got all the food actually.
Yeah.
From soda bottle opener wala. Okay, now I have to ask a question.
Yeah.
What is with these last names?
So your Parsis didn't have surnames.
They were just
like one name. Like, yo, I'm Zarwan from Gujarat. And I'm like Jamshed from Jamshedpur, and that's literally what it was. The Brits found it very difficult. Even for that matter, Indian culture. But basically, we'd already assimilated. We were very Gujarati by the end of it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good.
I'm feeling
I've also not had carbs for like 2 months, so I'm like,
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
But why tutti frutti bread? But okay, whatever.
Kuch bhi chalta hai tutti frutti
bread. Parjats, I tell you.
So then it just became like an identifier for the British.
Basically, they just wanted to know. And we were like, okay, fine, our professions. We'll do it based on profession. We'll do it based on our location, which is why Khambata, if you ever heard the surname, are from people from Khambat.
Oh, Simone. Shout out to you, my friend.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, wait, what? You're Simone Khambata's friend?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
For
yaar.
Years, I've
known. Hi, Simone, yaar.
Hi, Simone.
Your friend, your famous friend, Lisa Mishra of Tarifa fame. That took cover song. Very
that
nice.
One song. One song.
Because one second, what's that show that's just now come out? Arey, Tere Binna Main, what fuck? That's not a song.
No.
By the way, debut, yaar. I'm sorry, but I really would like to say there are so many singers out there who start their career as a singer and they are fuck all actors. Fuck all.
Ooh.
But you really held your own. I mean,
killed that.
Oh, thank you killed so
that. Imagine Ruel coming up to me and saying
shout
that.
Shout out to Ruel.
He's like, dude, Lisa actually did a good job, man.
And Ruel doesn't say that about
Ruel only
anyone.
Says shit about her all the time. And he's like, bro, man, she can't even carry a tune.
Rue.
Rue,
why are you so rude?
But I'm like,
why are you so rude?
I was like, but then I'm the most featured artist on his songs. He's like, but mufat mein aati hai.
He says that you're one of the few singers who he doesn't have to mellow at all. You're pitch perfect.
You know what's so funny? Ruel, when we're in the studio, sidebar, has taught me to unsing. He's like, you need to work on not sounding pitch perfect.
Yeah,
because so it sounds like
she's natural.
Because he made me listen to one of your recordings and he's like, okay, listen. I'm like, fuck you, mellow. This hard. Melodyne is the name of the thing.
Yeah.
So
I love that you know that. That's my world.
Yeah.
I love that you know
that. Also, yaar. Kya, yaar.
You don't know this.
I'm not a good one, but I'm a singer.
No. He sings properly.
Yeah. I sing.
You know what? I think that I saw a cover of you and your sister singing, right?
More than one.
Yes.
Us looking at each other like we're just about to tear each other's clothes off.
You know what? I will say this. I will say this one thing. Because I'm from the rap world where you have to always look like, you have to look all flexy. But both of you, whenever you do cover videos, like when you did your cover video with Rue, you guys are like looking at each other,
you have
smiling.
To. Can we talk about...
It's like the indie incest.
Can we talk about the cover singer world where every... So I have a look, by the way.
Yeah.
It has to be off shoulder.
Oh my God.
And my guitar's here.
Ah, thoda skin dikhana hai.
Yadidiri.
And you like, look like you're like longingly in love with the camera. Yeah.
And then you look at each other like...
I should make a caricature video of this where with every note, I'm just like...
That's such a good idea. But most cover artists, and I love the fact that this is all natural. This has been recorded in one take and stuff. Ghanta hai, they fucking put it in a recording and then they're just like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I do my covers live.
She's a pro.
And that's why they are horrible quality for real reasons.
In fact, the Cure that we did on the last episode was one
fully
take,
live,
full one take wonders.
Oh, wow!
Not just one hit wonders.
Hire me, baby. It's wedding season.
Wedding season.
It actually is.
Festival season.
Nobody knows more about wedding season than teri behan jo mere shows hadap
rahi hai. Bye, yar.
Mera full market kha liya yaar Dalraj ne.
So the girl who's literally making moves in the industry, my sister, the cover artist. Firstly, thanks for just calling her cover artist.
Hey, you did.
You called her a cover artist.
When?
Dalraj, you're a cover artist from
now
on.
No, Dalraj, you're a real artist. I believe
is after your career. That's all I'm going to say.
I want to... Okay, I have a question for you and Delroz, if she's watching. I don't know why she would be able to answer this in real time. But how do I crack the Parsi wedding market? Because you guys really are like, I will hire Delroz, I'll hire Zarir. And I want you to consider me. What do I need to
change your name to Lisa Mishrawala?
Yeah, I actually
do that.
You need to have a certain Parsi aspect to have the entire gamut.
Okay, okay.
Queen covers, maybe?
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you try?
Is this real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a lie?
Wow.
Yeah, he got the
harmony. Just fucking harmonized?
I
hate these fucking bastards.
I was about to.
Who harmonize randomly. Fuck you.
And on key.
Different reality.
You know he mixes too, that's why. So he knows. He knows all of it.
I'm a mixer.
Oh, you do?
He's a, I know what I'm saying.
That's
my best friend.
And he makes a pretty decent cocktail, so he's also a mixologist.
So what kind of roach do you make when you're mixing?
I'm a clean guy.
Oh, you stop smoking.
I use Raid. I use Raid for roaches.
Oh, you know? Oh, what a wow.
Wow. This is how you lose followers. Done it.
Where was this Raid when that fly wasn't leaving the food 5 minutes ago? Yeah. Okay, so I have to learn some Queen covers. Okay, can you also tell me, what is the fascination with ABBA? They're Swedish.
Ooh, we love ABBA.
But there's an attachment there.
I think it was. I think it had a lot to do with the disco era. And I think the Babas really like embraced the disco era at that time. And
that's why you're friends with Ruel Benedict, son of
Vijay. Yeah, man. For those who don't know, Ruel Benedict and
is a Nepo baby.
They're Nepo babies. Vijay Benedict, I am a disco dancer. That's my, I keep telling him, my fantasy is to be at their place in like Borivali and stand on their table and have Vijay Benedict singing this song while I'm gyrating on stage. That's the fantasy.
I know. I would be surprised if that wasn't his fantasy.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Who Vijay is? I hope so.
Bring him home.
Damn.
But I think so. Then it was the disco era that brought ABBA.
That brought ABBA, and the thing is, they did enjoy English music. You have to understand that Parsis were quite indoctrinated by colonialism, much like all the other Desis as well.
And what you say?
Yeah, no, yaar, I hated the British. Dugna lagana, all of that. But no, yaar, they were. I mean, India was obsessed with Western culture at the time, so
I think still is.
Very 100%.
So. Very much.
Won't be talking about it, that at the end of the day, it's so fucked up. But if you want to be relevant in the world, has to give you that relevance.
Yeah.
The fucking country that voted for Trump. Literally, that country has to give me validation for my international fame. Like, fuck me.
No. I think
gonna fuck all of us.
Yeah, man. And to all those Indians who are fucking raging about the fact that, you know, Trump's been elected, he's going to tell you to fuck off faster than any other possible president ever existed. What is wrong with you?
Mom, Dad, if you're watching.
wait, Zarvan, I disagree. I think you've been going viral since you were a baby, hence you were the Parlay G baby as well.
Yeah, let's talk about the real controversy.
These are
the
real... That's real virality, right? Without the internet, bro was on every kitchen table.
Yeah.
I wish.
So you technically have made it to Vijay Benedict's table. So you are not then Zarvan Biscuitwala.
No. In fact, I have a very, very rare surname that the only roots that I've ever found were in Korea and Japan. Hmm. The Bansaha and Bancha. Are the two...
Bancha, like Vietnamese Bancha.
Yeah, Bancha. Yeah, like... Yeah, the Vietnamese one, sorry. Southeast Asia represent.
But we know our countries.
Yeah,
foreign policy.
Korea, Vietnam, same.
Oh my God.
But I said Korea and Japan, same. That's the problem.
Okay, can I tell you guys something insane? This is, again, ADHD. Mm. But one of my band members once, like, vehemently stood by the fact that he thought Jesus was from Vietnam.
But
Vietnamese finally, Jesus.
Because I said, we're going to Hanoi for a show. He's like, oh, the birthplace of Jesus.
But
I was like, wait a minute.
What did you just say?
He's like, yeah, Hanoi,
not
where
Jerusalem.
Jesus Christ.
People from Jerusalem being like, what the fuck are we fighting for there?
Wait. Not Jerusalem, Bethlehem, right?
Yeah.
Bethlehem.
Born in Bethlehem, Jesus of Nazareth, actually via Hanoi. Bun muska we had now.
Yeah.
Okay, then there is dried apricot pulao.
Pulao.
And there's a word for that. Starts with a J.
No, no, no. There's not rap. This is like kebab. It's just like that.
Oh, is it?
There's like kebab and rice. It's like brown rice and kebabs.
Okay, brown rice, kebab. Okay. And chicken...
Chicken dhansak? Is that chicken dhansak?
Yeah.
Okay, that is chicken dhansak.
And mutton?
This is just like mutton boti. So it'll be like a nice little... I don't know, just mutton with gravy in it, and you add
salli.
Love it.
This is where you guys converge. Sindhis and Parsis are salli people.
You can't compare aloo tuk though.
Aloo tuk, baby. We love that, man.
Can I tell you something controversial? Still Sindhi, I'm a big arbi tuk fan.
No, I actually like it too.
I've converted.
No, you can't convert. You know,
video Sindhi.
No, I'm...
Oh, you're not, Sindhi.
On this podcast...
I was like, Misra.
I'm Misra. Bhaiya.
Lisa Mishrani.
She said it.
Mishrawala, I'm everything today.
But I definitely think... I was saying this on the last episode that potatoes are like the superfood.
Yeah.
I mean, the Mr. Worldwide of...
Yeah. They are.
You know, of the vegetables. And I think every culture just has a way of frying potatoes and it's just great.
I think great it's times, great. Right? Potato and bread is the global unifier. We all have different breads and different potatoes.
And also rice and meat, chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken and rice is obviously...
now we're going to be like, and limes and chilies. Yeah. Just start listing ingredients.
I love as well, to be very honest. Yeah. All these other dishes abroad. If
and teas. Teas.
So this is also, obviously, because we're seeing gravies and curry-based things, this is what that, you know, mix of the cultures has been.
Yes.
But what is, you know, when we taste Parsi gravy... What's the ingredient that stands out that's very Parsi?
Garlic.
Yeah?
So basically, like most Indian dishes, your garlic ginger paste, which is the base of every kind of masala.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's true for Parsis as well. And then you guys, because of the Middle East, I'm guessing is where the dry fruit stuff comes from.
Yeah.
True, actually. There is. But funnily enough, the bawas were more from the Kazaki, Balochi, Azerbaijani region.
Oh.
So a lot of times, Parsi, the word Parsi also is, some say that it's from this place called Pars, which earlier was referred to as Persia.
Persia.
So the thing was, Persia was not modern day Iran. Modern day Iran is the last part of that. We came from, we have more Balochi features.
Oh,
we have more Afghani.
Like Afghani.
Yes, far more Afghani, which is why when we go there, a lot of our, there's a lot of
intermingling.
How many times do you go to Afghanistan? No, not one time. How will we go? Especially...
Everything is tough right now.
Everything
is tough.
There's so many rules to follow in Afghanistan. Like, too many. Like, don't get educated.
I don't want to tally the rules.
Yeah. You don't want to get educated either over there, do you?
And the last dessert, sweet dish is...
Laganu custard.
Laganu lagire.
Oh. Wow. Lovely little musical interlude.
It's a caramel custard?
It's a form of baked custard. It's like an actual baked custard. And you'll have different dry
fruits.
Nu means of. Like, okay. Exactly.
So, lagan nu custard, wedding.
Like, Zarwan nu chutyagiri means the chutyagiri of Zarwan. It's like very similar.
Keep it there. Should we dig in?
Yeah, please.
Funnily enough, dhansak as a dish is meant for people, like, we eat it.
With bread.
Chaharam ka dara, you know.
What's that?
Hindu oak mein bolte, you know. Like, fourth day of the dead. Like when the person dies on the fourth day. Dhansak is eaten because dhansak is made of five different kinds of dals. And it's a very heavy meal. It's a balanced meal technically because you've got your pulses, you've got your carb, you've got your protein, you've got your masalas, you've got your veggies.
So is it like blended in the gravy?
Yeah. It's like pav bhaji. It's literally pav bhaji with dal.
I have a controversial opinion. It is delicious. I will say delicious. That.
I'm trying dhansak.
It tastes like Air India food.
Yeah, it does. Oh my God. No. I'm sorry, soda, but like...
But wait.
Oh my God. Good amount of spice in there too.
My only complaint is, if you are having dhansak, don't use a meat that absorbs the flavor of the dhansak. Use a meat that...
is meaty on its own.
Yeah, which means normally mutton. Yeah.
Mutton, because...
Mutton dhansak always...
Can we also address that?
Chicken is rare, yeah.
Mutton is always the king of meats.
Yeah.
Come on.
I agree.
I will also say
chicken is the paneer of non-veg.
Pork. Oh, we love pork.
Okay, so this is not.
I'm not a huge pork person because it's too fatty for me.
But we love pork.
You should
belly.
Try Iberian black. Iberian
sometimes
pork.
I just do.
You
it
and me, we love pork belly. We love bacon.
I just do it.
Bacon.
I just do because I want to stay friends with you.
Pork chop.
Okay.
What?
Pork chop.
I don't want to sacrifice our friendship, so I just say yes to eating a lot more pork than I usually do.
Oh my God! Is this another lie?
Everything we know is a lie.
Have you been lying to me?
But I prefer mutton.
Yeah, but mutton is much better.
So mutton is...
You know, we were talking about Queen earlier, and I totally forgot. As a kid, I was put into... you guys know about the IB, right? When you were
I was in the IB,
the
International Baccalaureate. Oh, and halfway through, I decided, okay, I'm gonna pursue music, so I dropped the IB. But they're like, still do some sort of creative courses. So mm-hmm. I did IB drama, and I quickly I quickly dropped out of that, and I mean, I wasn't I wasn't going to the classes because I was just, you know, rapping in my spare time, making, you know, like videos on photo booth, you know, like all that type of stuff. And I remember my drama teacher was so pissed at me for not coming to, you know, for drama class. He made me be the light guy for the Queen production of our school. So like
I was like a Queen musical,
full Queen musical,
a queensical,
and I was just in the corner, and I had all the cues of all the songs, but
who got to
I
be
wanted
Freddy?
To be on stage.
Yeah, who did get?
Yeah, who gets to be Freddy? They better have been really good.
Definitely was not Parsi for sure. So
you mean they didn't source a Parsi guy in England?
But I mean, this was in London. This was in southwest London, but. I remember it was quite hot because you're just standing next to this big light machine and you're just constantly having to change.
That's your punishment for
that was my
on
punishment
drama.
For not going to drama class. Yeah. But yeah.
Nice. My connection weird to Queen, very interestingly, is that one of my close friends has a house in Montreux, and that's where Freddie Mercury had his studio. Ooh. So in Switzerland, in Montreux,
jazz
there's
festival.
A gigantic yes, exactly where Montreux Jazz is. There's a gigantic statue of Freddie Mercury in the middle of the like town square. And it was like his preferred place to record music.
Fair.
So
the French part of Switzerland.
This was the
Montreux.
Montreux is the French part of Switzerland, of course. Montreux.
Montreux.
Oui, il habite à Montreux. Il a habité because he is
This is the code switching. The code switching has happened again.
All I can do is, my name is Arsene Wenger and Olivier Giroud.
Oh,
he's
God.
Not going to do this.
See, hey, Henri is very special to us.
Thierry Henry.
Arsenal.
Arsenal. As a kid, I started following Arsenal because I thought Arsene was like the I was like, oh,
yeah,
a guy named Arsene started Arsenal.
Yeah.
A lot of Arsenal fans thought that.
Wait, his name was Arsene.
Yeah, Arsene
Wenger. Oh, I thought you were going to say, diabolically enough, I was like, I started watching Arsenal because I was really into Arsene. And I was like,
I started watching Arsenal.
I do be spitting that fire. You know what I mean? I do be spitting that fire.
Yeah, just don't light shit on fire.
Yeah.
I like Arsenal because it has an ass and anal at the same time.
And that's what fire. You are.
That's what I like. I'm an ass and I like anal. God.
Whew. All right, we're moving on to mutton.
The mutton saliboti, please.
Yes.
So I asked Zervan a couple days ago what he would like, and I suggested mutton sali, and then it was literally his only response was, I'll be there.
You had me at sali.
I didn't even specify the meat. You were like, I'll be there.
You said we should just eat it.
Just dump it into it.
Oh, like, we're going to dump?
Dumpish. Yeah,
can I be the salibe?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow. No, it's pronounced saliba. And
now, shut up.
Saliba. Saliba. And now you have to go.
Man, I love that Lisa's an Arsenal fan. I love it.
You know, that food be making me celibate.
That's
all
bad.
That garlic. Is that Parsi garlic?
You know what I'm saying? Go for it, please.
Why?
Okay. I mean,
because we'd like to eat.
Yeah, I want to see how
he's
you
like,
do
why
this.
Would I? Oh, idhar se, sida. Direct entry.
Little mutton.
Yeah.
Oh, be so careful. Be so careful.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to spill.
Amen.
Oh.
Oh
good
God, I heard that crunch.
The crunch?
Go like very close to the mic with the crunch. I want that ASMR, baby.
How did you manage to cut that
crunch?
Bro? Oh, it's actually very tender. Mm. Bottle opening and mutton falling and all.
The goat.
Good mutton. Guys, chef, if you're seeing this, very good. Huh? At least one dish you got right.
We also have three more dishes. Liquid dishes.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh.
Mm. Is that flavor? It's okay, it's the pass, oil. Pass it, you know, I think it's the oil.
There's a
saliba,
piece right
pass it here.
There's a great piece right
put
there. The spoon's in it.
I'm gonna sully the shit out of this.
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay. We're ready for this.
Oh wow, it's very good. The gravy is very rich and earthy.
I think this is, I must say, this is one of Soda Bottle Opener Wala's best dishes on their menu, period.
Mm.
This is a kebab. It's like a little chicken kebab. Why is she being pushed away by this mic?
That's because of me.
The little baby kebab thing is delicious.
Someone explain those.
Oh, we have
the OG,
the iconic glass bottle.
Yeah.
Balonji's.
Give me the red one so I experience the.
But you haven't had it yet.
I have not had it.
Yeah. Please. But we're not going to divide it equally because I'm definitely not trying that white one for sure.
Contains no fruit.
Make it me.
Starting off.
As artificial as artificial.
And that is raspberry.
There's no.
No raspberries you can't in that
see the
raspberry.
Health benefits of this because there are none.
It's as fake as my egg. Yay.
Property of popular beverages.
Nice.
Yep. They're quite popular. I've seen this on Mumbai Foodies. Shout out to Samantha. She's always drinking.
Oh, you know Sam?
Sam is the homie.
Dude, she's really cool.
She's really cool.
She's really cool. Shout out to Sam.
Shout out to Sam. Wherever you go like next, we love you.
Veg Frankie or non-veg Frankie every fucking day. Any fucking day.
Wow.
Anyway, that's... Sorry, Sam.
We went to Arbab together. We had a...
It's not your Bob.
It's Arbab.
It's our Bob.
Oh.
Our Bob.
Yeah. Oh. We've cracked that joke way too many times.
Not your Bob, not my
Bob,
it's
our Bob.
Okay,
should we cheers?
Cheers, guys.
Cheer.
Wait.
So there's ginger. Do you want to try ginger? I'm not going to stick you with the one you hate
most. No, I'm going to do it.
Ooh. Okay.
It's for the reaction and banter.
So Zervan has the cream soda.
Yeah.
Which I actually offer to drink because it's apparently similar to American, you know, cream
don't
soda.
Do that,
this is ice cream soda. And then I have ginger. Ginger. Gingembre.
I would like to make a toast to our friend who has come from far.
A toast.
We are going to sip this drink to my man, Bansha.
Bansha?
Cheers. Look at me when you...
Oh, that was a rap.
No bad sex for anyone.
Delicious.
Oh, medicine. Cough syrup.
It's like calcium sandals.
Now everybody
cough take syrup.
What they would actually drink, which is he would have this, I would have this, and you maybe try ginger. A little more. Yeah.
Try
give
ginger.
Me this one.
Ooh, oh, I like God, ginger.
Exactly. I think this was like supposed to be the right...
No.
Fuck.
Oh yeah, that is the good stuff.
What is this? This is contains no fruit.
It's like ambrosia. It's like liquid.
That is
ambrosia.
Literally cough syrup.
Oh my god! Did you try? Oh, you didn't like it. Get the fuck out of here, man!
I can't. There's no space. The mic stand is
real. You know, I don't feel like taking care of this friendship anymore. Yeah, may esko.
You like?
Nahi palungi.
I think. Since we are now all bubbly because of soda, I think we should play a game. Should we play a game?
Are you ready? Yeah, this is mine now. This is
Can I? Okay, I was like, can I try it? What? No. I'm good.
You sure?
Thank you.
Just try. No, I wanted to
Thank
try.
You.
Just so
that you can keep your saliva.
My saliva? My saliva. Sorry. I think it's delicious. You're going to hate it.
Oh!
Yeah, you're going to hate it.
What is... Oh, my God. Sorry, bro.
You know what this
Sorry,
is?
Bro.
This is an unrefined palate.
That is nasty.
Fuck you, Parsis, and your fucking cuisine.
It's so good, though. Oh, my God. The food was bomb.
I love you guys so much. That's the reason why I have a curry.
I loved... Guys, I
this
really loved...
This mutton sali boti.
The mutton was amazing.
Yeah, Bun maska was amazing.
While we play the game, we're all going to have a spoon of that lagan.
And,
lagan?
Oh.
Laganu.
I thought he was going...
What?
Dessert? A Laganu custard.
Yeah.
Laganu custard.
I thought he was saying we're all going to spoon.
You know, my co-star said today.
Spoon? I love being the little spoon.
My co-star said do little spoon.
Yeah, let's do little spoon.
She's going to have to be the big spoon for
both. Yeah. So
I have the biggest balls
too
always.
Much, too much.
In all relationships, I have the biggest balls. So that checks out.
Talking about paddle balls, right?
Have you seen
Talking about tennis balls. Yeah. So we are now tasting the Laganu
because
custard.
We are now all wed. Yay. This is our Lagan.
This is how. This is the kind of polyamory I'm looking for.
Three of a kind.
It's so good. You know what people don't
There's
understand about
mouth.
Custard? Custard should have structural
Pause.
Integrity. Like this has body. It's not just
it has jiggle.
Off.
It has jiggle.
It has jiggle, but
it's baked,
also
right? It's baked custard.
But it's also not falling apart.
But you know what?
And
it
runny.
Is? There's there's a little cardamom in there. Right?
More. There's a bunch of cardamom in here.
Yeah. Not a little.
Wow.
You know what? I will say it again. Indian desserts, no matter what it is, overly sweet, and the Europeans
would not fully
disapprove.
Yeah.
Correct.
True.
Like if you. Compare that to a tiramisu or a panna cotta or a spotted dick.
I actually enjoy spotted dick.
You do?
And the dish as well.
Oh, God. I think let's start with our game. A little DNTG. DNTGK, let's go.
I'm so spaced out.
DNTGK,
let's go. Okay, we need to each make a sound.
Oh, Prachi, did you know that already?
Sound? Can you do a...
That's mine.
Hadouken.
No, can I be like,
Hadouken. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Can I get a honey? Can I get a honey?
And your sound? And mine is ho. For wow, Rick Ross.
What are you?
Ho. Oh, I thought you were doing Hak Tua.
Is this recording? I'm assuming like, are you part of the New Zealand
Haka?
Haka.
Haka. Yeah, Haka. Not the Haka, right? No, they did that in Parliament.
Yeah.
She went and like, hey, I have a problem. I have a problem with this.
What happened?
Ha!
Yeah. Like, okay.
Let's go. Let's go.
I've been told not to make jokes on this.
I do know the Haka.
Okay.
I'm a world encyclopedia, y'all.
Let's go. GK. Let's go.
Who was the first female prime minister of India?
Indira Gandhi.
G. You have to make a sound.
You have to make a sound. Indira Gandhi.
Yeah. Go.
What is the capital city of Australia?
Oh yeah.
Canberra.
Yeah, Canberra. Yeah.
Oh, Canberra.
It's called Canberra.
Yeah, sorry.
Cadbury.
Who wrote the novel 1984?
Yeah.
George Orwell.
Taylor Swift.
I'm fucking following the rules here. You know what? Fuck your rules. Fuck all of you.
Were you going to say the right answer?
I was going to say George Orwell. I was going to say, what an Orwellian question.
What an Orwellian question. And every look at all the eyes and the big brothers looking at
it. My God. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
Just shout out
it was your. It was your. Let's it was your it, idea.
Go for it.
Which country is both a continent and a country?
Australia.
Australia. Oh. Did an Australian write this?
Yeah, I know exactly.
They're like,
Aussie.
What's the really big rock in Australia called?
What element has the chemical symbol K?
Potassium. Guys, I'm killing it. There's a reason my forehead is so big. I have a Mojo Jojo sized brain.
What 1994 film is known for the quote, life is like a box of chocolates?
First Gump. First Gump.
I said, fuck, I was going to say Ram Singh
Chaddha.
You
did say it first.
I was going to say, I named the American.
Mama movie. Was told me life is like a box of chocolates.
He named the American.
Ram Lal Chaddha.
Ram Singh Chaddha.
Ram Singh Chaddha. I don't even like the movie.
Lal Singh Chaddha.
I don't understand why that character for the entire film was just doing.
Let's go.
Which artist is famous for painting the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo.
Not Michelangelo.
It is Michael. No, it's Michelangelo.
Sorry, my bad. Sorry. I butchered that.
Breaking Bad, what is Walter White's alias?
Jesse Pinkman. Oh, fuck!
Heisenberg.
Fuck.
Meth maker.
Say my name.
He's the one who knocks. No, okay.
I've never watched
am the one who knocks.
Okay, he is.
Which sport uses the terms birdie and eagle?
Golf. Golf.
Oh.
Nice one.
Birdie's also used in badminton.
Yes, one. You know, playing the game.
Yeah. Birdie!
What spots?
In the Star Wars series, what color is Yoda's lightsaber?
Green!
Red.
Green!
Blue. Red.
Blue. Green!
Red.
Blue.
It's red for
it's
me.
It's green.
Damn it!
It's green! Red is Darth Vader. No. Come on.
Yeah.
Blue is the Luke. The other guys.
Is that the right sound?
Young Bono.
Which actress plays the character 11 in the Netflix series Stranger Things?
Florence.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Florence by
Drake's
Mills.
Best friend.
I named her company and not her name.
What Netflix show holds the record for the most watched series debut?
Squid Games.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why I shouted that.
Squid Games. It's okay.
I'm waiting for beep, season beep, 2. Beep, Prashant, beep, let's beep, watch it.
Prashant.
In which sci-fi film is famous for the line, what is real? How do you define real?
A song by Queen. Is this a real life? Is this?
This is a sci-fi film, right?
Requiem for...
I was going to say, Requiem Dream is more like...
It's not Fight Club or something.
No.
Oh.
Red Pill, Blue Pill?
Ah, I didn't know that.
Let's go.
Okay, we're going to do like 3 more.
Okay.
And they have more pop culture. Some of the easiest one. Which actor played Tony Stark in Marvel?
RDJ.
Who is the rapper behind the 2018 hit album Astroworld?
Travis Scott.
You take it.
How do you guys not know that?
I brain farted.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep brain farting. Most streamed Spotify song in 2020.
Blinding Lights.
Oh wow!
It is.
It's the most streamed Spotify song ever.
Ooh, I'm blinded by a light.
Hey.
Two more.
Like random questions you can ask. Bindi kitni ka aati hai? Wow.
Who is the president of the United States?
Donald J. Trump.
Every day I wake up to that reality.
Santra.
Santra, dhaka.
Bro, if people in India cancel me because I'm insulting Trump, y'all have a problem, man. Like, y'all are the problem.
No, you can't be canceled about Trump because.
You can't, right?
Because in that country, we believe in freedom of speech. Until that First Amendment right is also.
It's fun being a comedian over here.
Are we ready?
Everybody says you can say whatever.
Okay, okay.
And then you're in jail.
Let's move to the. Let's move to the Spotify thing. Come on.
Move on to the spot. Okay, then we just wrap up and say, I don't think anyone won.
No one won. We're all winners here.
Fuck you guys, I won. The thing is, they didn't establish the rules in the beginning, which is why I lost out on the
There's only one rule here. Because once again, and that's me.
Do you feel we...
Yes,
we persecute...
Not touch me!
We didn't mean to persecute you.
No!
No consent.
No! Anyway, as I was saying, I think we all won today. It's been a group effort.
Maybe the winners were the friends we made along the way.
I hate the dialogue now. This is the fifth time he keeps repeating it again.
Said it this time.
Yeah, I know, it's fine.
Dish and that fam, thank you for being
so
with
much.
Us today. We thank our friends, Irvan, Mr. Bansha. Thank you for being here with us.
We thank Soda Water opener, Vala, for a delicious meal that we paid for, but it was still delicious. So thank you for
being here. Very delicious. We thank Freddie Mercury and the entire Queen band for giving us amazing music to reminisce on. This was Dish and that.
That, what they just said.